this something you would dress this wound with or apply to this wound that would burn, steam.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be alcohol, but it would be what? Sort of a brown substance or a red substance.
Well, we could use methylate or some might call it mercurochrome or methylate or probably different things that you could use, but I guess the common thing would be maybe methylate.
Can you think of something else that's quite similar to methylate?
Well, there's iodine or iodine.
Mm-hmm. When a man has died, he's no longer on this earth, you might say he has what?
Well, we might say he has he's deceased.
And then if you do not know what killed him, how would you say that you did not know what killed him?
Well, I'd say maybe the cause of death is unknown about the only thing I think, or we do not know the cause of death, or
after the man dies, what is generally done with him?
Well, of course, after he is buried, after he has been prepared for the burial, he's put in a coffin or a casket and buried.
Do you have different types of graveyards?
Yes, we do. Of course, our most common graveyard, the cemeteries that we have, is where you dig a grave and put them down in the ground. And of course, there's others that I can't think of the name right now that they do put them back in a place. We do have that you put them back, the bodies back in a bank, and maybe one's on top of the other, you know, layers of.
How about a stiffness in your joints that you get sometimes, rainy weather, damp weather?
Well, there used to be one name for it. I'd say rheumatism. Now it's known for everything. You've got rheumatism, arthritis, and neuritis, and what have you, so.
An affliction a person might come down with, it would leave their skin a yellow color.
I believe that's hepatitis, but we used to refer to it as a more common name.
Yellow
jaundice. But hepatitis, I believe. But we just knew it as
A hurting that you might get in your right side, would be called.
Appendicitis.
And then when you have eaten too much, you're sick at your stomach, you might want to.
To vomit?
Or?
Well, a more common term, you say you might want to throw up, but to vomit or throw up, or you could use the word puke. I'll tell you one, maybe simple and down to word terms that we use, and that is common, so I'm about to puke.
A boy who is dating a girl and he wants to marry her. He asks her to marry him and she refuses. You know, she's turned him down, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
What else has she done to him besides turn him down?
Well, you might say that she has rejected him or set him up or broken the engagement. Or
people not only get married, it's referred to as other things.
Besides getting married?
Yeah.
Well, you say you wed someone, or you say you get hitched.
Usually the man getting married has another man to go with him. He's referred to as
the best man.
And the lady that goes with the bride, she's referred to.
The bridesmaid, I guess. Back onto that marrying, a fellow was telling me that so-and-so, such couples that I won't name, said they had a double wedding ring ceremony. Said that he slipped a ring upon her finger and she slipped one in his nose.
If you were telling me about a trip to Knoxville or a trip to Bristol, how would you tell me that you went to one of these places?
My means of transportation? You'd say I drove over to Knoxville or flew over to Knoxville or... I'll say you walk over to Knoxville, that's too far, but I drove over.
How would you let me know you've been there?
Oh. Well, I just would tell you that I had, or relate to you that I had made a trip to Knoxville.